Welcome to the Summary Podcast, presented by Suncoast Venture Studio. The Summary takes dense, complex topics and breaks them down into engaging, approachable conversations for everyone involved in building something extraordinary on the Suncoast. Join us on our journey as we explore a constantly shifting landscape of insights, ideas, and fascinating tidbits. Let's get started.
Welcome to The Summary, a Suncoast Venture Studio podcast.
Okay.
Today, we're diving deep into the Gulf Coast Community Foundation.
All right.
They're a philanthropic powerhouse right here in our region, and they're tackling some really big issues head on.
So what's fascinating about Gulf Coast is that it's not your typical foundation.
Okay.
They're structured as a collection of individual charitable funds.
Individual charitable funds.
You think families, businesses, even individuals pooling their resources for a bigger impact.
Okay, so it's like a philanthropic puzzle where every piece contributes to a larger picture.
Yeah.
And their Care Forever concept really caught my eye.
Mm-hmm.
Endowed funds mean their impact is designed to last forever.
Absolutely.
That's some serious commitment.
It speaks to their dedication to long-term solutions,
right,
not just quick fixes. They've invested over $570 million in our region since 1995.
Wow.
That's a pretty impressive track record.
So where exactly is Gulf Coast making these waves? Remind us, which communities benefit from their work?
They cover a significant portion of Florida's Gulf Coast.
Okay.
We're talking Sarasota, Charlotte, and DeSoto counties, as well as communities like Boca Grande, Lakewood Ranch, and Longboat Key.
Okay.
It's a diverse area with unique challenges.
Challenges.
From urban revitalization to rural development.
Speaking of challenges,
oh,
who's steering the ship at Gulf Coast?
Yeah.
Who are the people making sure all those funds are put to good use?
They have a dedicated board of directors, all volunteers, who provide strategic guidance. They're the visionaries.
Okay.
Making sure Gulf Coast stays true to its mission.
And the staff.
Right. But it's the staff who really bring that vision to life.
And they've been described as bold and proactive, impatient for change.
Yes.
I love that energy.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like they're not just sitting around waiting for things to happen.
Exactly. They're actively pushing for progress. Now, Gulf Coast focuses on five key areas where they feel they can make the most impact.
Five key areas.
Arts and culture, civic and economic development.
Okay.
Disaster recovery, education, and the environment.
Okay.
It's a pretty holistic approach, touching on almost every facet of community life.
Let's start with civic and economic development.
Okay.
What are some of their standout projects in that area?
One of their main goals is to create an innovation-based economy.
Innovation-based economy.
They recognize that fostering entrepreneurship and forward-thinking businesses is key to a thriving future.
Right.
A great example of this is their work on Heroes Village.
Heroes Village.
Yeah.
I've heard that name, but tell me more.
It's a 10-unit complex providing permanent housing for veterans and their families in Sarasota.
Okay.
It's a direct response to the critical need for affordable housing for veterans,
right,
particularly those struggling to transition back into civilian life.
Providing stable housing can be life-changing for veterans.
Right.
What about Project HEAL? That one really piqued my curiosity.
Project HEAL takes a trauma-informed approach to assisting individuals experiencing homelessness.
Okay.
They're partnering with homeless service agencies, providing them with resources and training to address the underlying trauma that often contributes to homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
It's about understanding the deeper issues at play, not just providing a temporary bed.
That's a much more holistic and effective approach.
Yes.
And then there's the Bay Project.
The Bay.
This massive undertaking to transform a 53-acre parking lot into a vibrant public park. It seems like a huge endeavor.
It is. The vision is to create a public space where the entire community can connect with each other and with nature.
Oh, yeah.
But it's also deeply rooted in environmental consciousness.
I see.
They've even incorporated a denitrification trench to improve water quality.
Okay, what? You're going to have to explain
that. Think of it as a natural filtration system. It uses bacteria to remove harmful nitrates from the water, which helps protect marine life and improve overall water quality.
So it's not just a park. It's a project with a real environmental impact.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Florida is no stranger to disasters.
Right.
What's Gulf Coast's role when disaster strikes?
They're all about rapid response.
Okay.
They have a dedicated rapid response fund that can quickly deploy funds where they're needed most.
Okay.
In the wake of events like hurricanes or even pandemics.
So when Hurricane Ian hit, they were able to get resources to those affected quickly.
Exactly. Yeah. They also established specific funds like the Hurricane Ian Relief Fund or the COVID-19 Response Fund.
Right.
Tailored to address the unique needs of each situation.
I see.
That kind of agility is crucial in disaster recovery.
Speaking of preparing for the future, let's talk about education.
All right.
What's Gulf Coast's approach to this crucial area?
They believe that preparing the workforce of tomorrow starts with a solid educational foundation. They've supported programs like Reading Recovery, helping first graders catch up on reading skills.
Right.
And STEM Smart, which has transformed STEM education in the region.
So they're looking at the long game, investing in programs that will benefit the entire community for years to come.
Exactly. And it's not just about funding. Yeah. They're actively involved in developing and implementing these initiatives.
Now, we can't forget about the arts.
Right.
How does Gulf Coast support the vibrant arts and culture scene in our region?
Well, they have the Empowering Arts Grant Program, which aims to help world-class arts organizations thrive and reach their full potential.
And they're not just supporting the big names.
No.
The list of recipients is incredibly diverse.
Yeah.
Including organizations like the Sarasota Ballet,
mm-hmm.
the West Coast Black Theater Troupe.
Yes.
The Circus Arts Conservatory.
Mm-hmm.
And Embracing Our Differences.
Yeah, it really showcases the richness of our creative community.
It's great that they're embracing that diversity yeah. and supporting a wide range of artistic expression.
It speaks to their belief that the arts are essential to a thriving community.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Are you a leader sitting on untapped potential? Have a solution to a pressing industry challenge? Or a groundbreaking concept waiting to take flight? At Suncoast Ventures Studio, we specialize in transforming ideas into venture-scale businesses that solve real-world problems and drive lasting impact. We're more than just a venture studio, we're your innovation partner. Whether it's unlocking value from corporate innovation, translating university research into commercial ventures, or addressing systemic issues in government and beyond, we have the tools, expertise, and network to bring your vision to life. Let's turn your challenge or opportunity into a thriving venture. Whether you're a corporate leader, a university researcher, or a government innovator, we're here to listen, partner, and make it happen. Visit suncoast.studio to contact us today.
Welcome back to The Summary.
Okay.
Before the break, we were exploring Gulf Coast Community Foundation's commitment to our region.
Right.
They're known for enhancing unique places.
Mm.
And there's one project that truly stands out.
Right.
It involves a remarkable archaeological discovery.
Archaeological discovery.
That's changed our understanding of Florida's history.
Okay, you've definitely got my attention. I love a good archaeology story.
Okay.
What did they find?
It's called the Manasota Key Offshore Archaeological Site.
Okay.
And it was a complete accident.
Really?
A fossil hunter was diving off the coast of Manasota Key and stumbled upon what seemed to be human remains completely submerged.
Wow, that's incredible. Submerged human remains. What did they discover?
It turned out to be a prehistoric burial site.
Okay.
Dating back an astounding 7,200 years.
7,200 years? Are you serious?
Yeah.
That means there's a prehistoric burial site just sitting off the coast of Florida that's older than the pyramids.
It's true.
Wow.
And it's the first preserved prehistoric burial site found in offshore waters in all of North and South America.
Wow. That's a major discovery.
Mm-hmm.
That's mind-blowing. Mm-hmm. But how did it survive underwater for so long?
The key is the peat at the bottom of the site. Peat acts as a natural preservative,
okay,
slowing down the decay of organic material.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the site was submerged thousands of years ago, the peat protected it.
So it's like a time capsule offering a glimpse into the lives of Florida's earliest inhabitants.
Exactly. The site contains the remains of multiple individuals.
Okay.
Along with artifacts like wooden stakes used in burial practices.
Wow.
It's providing researchers with invaluable insights into how people lived and interacted with their environment thousands of years ago.
This must have sent shockwaves through the archaeological world.
Yeah.
What are the implications of finding such a well-preserved site underwater?
It suggests there could be many more submerged archaeological sites waiting to be discovered.
Really?
Along Florida's coastline and in the Gulf of Mexico.
Wow.
It opens up a whole new realm of possibilities for understanding our past.
That's so exciting. It makes you wonder what other secrets are hidden beneath the waves.
Yeah.
So where does Gulf Coast fit into all of this? Do they fund the excavation?
They played a crucial role in bringing partners together.
Okay.
To protect and study the site.
Okay.
They convened a diverse group of organizations, including research institutions, mm-hmm. museums, and even art colleges like Ringling College.
Wow.
To collaborate on this incredible project.
It's a perfect example of how Gulf Coast isn't just about funding.
Right.
They're about facilitating connections and fostering collaboration for the benefit of the entire community.
Absolutely. They understand that bringing people together, pooling resources and expertise, can lead to extraordinary outcomes.
Okay.
Now, beyond these large-scale projects, Gulf Coast is also deeply committed to directly supporting the work of nonprofits in our region.
Right. They have a robust grant program, don't they?
They do.
Tell me more about those grants. What's the difference?
Community grants are designed for smaller scale projects and can provide up to $25,000 per fiscal year.
Okay.
This can be a game changer for organizations needing funding for specific initiatives.
That kind of support can really help get a project off the ground or expand its reach.
Yeah.
What about the leveraged grants? Those sound intriguing.
Leveraged grants are for those bigger, more ambitious projects okay. and can exceed $25,000.
Okay.
But there's a catch.
A catch.
The organization needs to secure at least 50% of the project's total cost from other sources.
Ah, so it encourages collaboration.
Right.
And ensures that Gulf Coast's investment is amplified by other stakeholders.
Exactly.
It makes their funding go further and build strong partnerships.
Exactly. It incentivizes nonprofits to diversify their funding streams and build collaborative relationships, which ultimately strengthens the entire nonprofit sector.
That makes sense.
But it's not just about the money. Gulf Coast also has clear expectations for what makes a successful grant application.
So what are they looking for? What makes a project stand out to them?
First and foremost, the project needs to align with one of their five key focus areas.
Okay.
Arts and culture, civic economic development, disaster recovery, education, or the environment.
Of course, it needs to fit within their mission, but I imagine they're also looking for something special, something that sets a project apart.
You're right. They're looking for innovation, measurable impact,
all right.
and long-term sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
They want to know their investment will make a real difference.
Okay.
And that the project has a clear plan for lasting change.
They're searching for game changers. The initiatives that have the potential to truly transform our community for the better.
Yeah.
And from what we've seen today, they seem to have a talent for spotting those game changers and helping them succeed.
And a key part of that success is their commitment to transparency and accountability.
Okay.
They believe in being good stewards of the community's resources.
Right.
And ensuring that their donors and the public understand how their investments are being used.
Transparency is so important, especially when it comes to philanthropy.
Mm-hmm.
It builds trust and ensures everyone is working together towards a common goal.
Absolutely. They provide detailed financial reports.
Okay.
Outlining how they're managing their funds and showcasing the impact of their grant making.
I see.
It's refreshing to see that level of transparency.
It shows they're walking the walk when it comes to responsible stewardship.
Right.
They're holding themselves accountable for every dollar entrusted to them.
It's all part of their commitment to building trust, fostering relationships, and creating a shared vision for a brighter future.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what sets Gulf Coast Community Foundation apart. They're not just writing checks.
Right.
They're actively shaping the future of our region.
It's amazing how Gulf Coast Community Foundation manages to weave together so many different threads, from affordable housing for veterans to supporting groundbreaking archaeological discoveries and empowering the arts. They seem deeply ingrained in every aspect of our community.
And it's not just the breadth of their impact, but the depth of their engagement. They don't just skim the surface. They really dive deep into these issues. Collaborating with partners and investing in long-term solutions. They're not afraid to be bold and take risks, constantly pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
You're right. They seem to have this incredible drive to innovate, always asking, how can we do better? How can we make a more meaningful impact? That kind of energy is contagious.
It is. And that brings us to a crucial question for you, our listener.
Okay.
Why should you care about the work of the Gulf Coast Community Foundation?
Why should I?
What makes their approach relevant to your life?
Well, for me, it's about recognizing the power of collective action. Gulf Coast is a shining example of what can be achieved when individuals, families, businesses, and organizations come together with a shared vision.
Exactly. They demonstrate that philanthropy isn't just for the wealthy. It's about everyone playing a part in shaping the community they want to live in. You don't have to be a millionaire to make a difference.
I like that.
Yeah.
Every contribution, whether it's time, talent, or financial resources, can have a ripple effect. Gulf Coast makes it easy to find a cause you're passionate about and get involved.
Their website is a fantastic resource for exploring their impact areas, learning about their grantees, and even connecting with philanthropic advisors for personalized guidance.
It's like having a team of experts ready to help you make informed giving decisions and find the best way to make a difference.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into the Gulf Coast Community Foundation, here's a final thought to ponder. What can we learn from their approach? How can we, in our own lives, be more bold and proactive in driving positive change?
It's a challenge to embrace that spirit of innovation and collaboration in our own endeavors. But imagine the possibilities if we all took that leap of faith.
We encourage you to visit Gulf Coast's website, learn more about their inspiring work, and perhaps even consider getting involved. You might just discover a passion for making a difference that you never knew you had.
And that concludes our deep dive into the Gulf Coast Community Foundation. Thank you for joining us on The Summary. We'll be back soon with another fascinating look at the people and organizations shaping our region. Until then, keep learning, keep exploring, and keep making a difference.